Welcome back to Durker and Hott on Baseball, where I'll talk old school baseball with former Astros pitcher, broadcaster, and manager Larry Durker. Well, that 60-game abomination of a so-called Major League season is over, and thank God for that. In this episode, Larry and I talk about how different this season was than any other on and off the field, and how the game is evolving these days into something quite different from the one he played and I watched. For instance, I think it's safe to say that neither of us is in favor of the rules changes that seem to be designed for those with a short attention spans.
Some of the rule changes, like putting a man on second and extra innings and playing seven innings in two games because it's a doubleheader instead of nine. Just a lot of the different rules changes over the years have left me cold. It doesn't really look like baseball that much anymore. And what I've noticed about the Astros is that they've had to put a lot of guys on a disabled list, way more than you might ordinarily do. And it prompted me to wonder what happened. It was one of the years I played in the early 70s, I think 72 or 3. And there was the owners locked the players out of the spring training park, so the owners canceled spring training. And then finally, toward the start of the season, they reached a deal, but then you had to start playing the schedule pretty soon to finish it. So I think we only had about 2 weeks to get ready, just like they did this time. But I sure don't remember everybody getting hurt. And maybe that's just a bad memory, but that's the one impression that I've had during this season, is that it seems like either they need the full length of time of a normal spring training, or they're overly cautious of not hurting their investment. The guy with a hamstring or a sore arm or something, if he shuts it down, he's probably going to recover and be 100%. But if he, tapes it up, puts hot stuff and goes and plays, he might make it bad enough that it would affect him the next year or even his whole career.
The season Larry is referring to is 1972, where 8 games were lopped off the beginning of the Major League season because of the lockout during spring training. He notes also that things are a little bit different these days with regard to player injury and recovery time.
I think some of the mentality of the owners, even though they like to recoup whatever they can in losses, is that I sure don't want to hurt an important player that I'm going to owe a lot of money to playing this kind of a convoluted schedule. Does it seem that way to you, that there are more people getting hurt?
Yes, but even with all these extra players, I looked the other day, and more than half of the games, there were at least 6 runs scored by one team or the other. And I asked Steve Foucault about it on that What the Fook show, and he said, I asked him, why do you think this is? He says it's just the fact that with all these games stuffed into such a short time, there are way too many people pitching in the big leagues who aren't really big league ready. And that's a part of it also. It's not only risking your investment, but you're rushing people along and plugging them into spots where you've got, 15, 20 pitchers active instead of 10, 12, 13.
Yes, and it also seems to me, not so much from watching this year, but in previous years, that a lot of the guys that don't belong in the major leagues are guys that can throw 100 miles an hour, and they don't belong in the major leagues because they don't know where it's going. If they send them out there for a bridge inning till you get to your closer, and they happen to throw strikes, they can get you through an inning and put a zero on the board. If they don't, then you got to try to get them out of there with a couple of guys on base that they've walked, and somebody else has to get them out. But it seems like they favor raw power in hitters and don't consider fielding as much as I would. And it seems like they prefer power pitching as well, and they don't seem to value a pitcher with good control as well. And so it's a different game. It's just with the extra inning fiasco they got going now, with the stuff that they're doing, it just seems like all of it's sort of designed to make the game more profitable in a lot of ways. For example, with the putting a man on second in the 10th inning, just putting him there for no unknown reason other than to get the game over with, it's like, I'm thinking, well, you know, they can't sell beer after the eighth inning. So if the game goes 15 innings, they're going to have to pay the ushers and pay the concessionaires and pay security and pay scoreboard guy. Pay, you know, they're going to have a lot of expenses in those extra innings, and they're not going to be able to generate as much revenue.
Right.
That's the way it looks to me. So it's just, to me, it's a rule based on convenience in order to make the event more profitable.
Yeah,
and so I don't feel like it's worth damaging the sport. Of course, I never felt that way with the DH, and you know, now the DH is everywhere. I just, you know, I feel like it's not the sport that I played, and it's not the game that I love, because the strategy's been taken out, and the goals are so much different for all the hitters. You know, swing from your heels and try to hit home run. Don't worry if you strike out. You know, it used to be shorten up on the bat and try to get the ball in play with two strikes, and there's none of that anymore.
Yeah,
there's no
hit
and run anymore. There's very little bunting. To me, it's not as interesting a game. I'm not saying that they are wrong in playing the way they do, because they have a lot of computer models that are telling them that that's the way to win. And so I can't necessarily say, no, it's not the way to win. All I can say is, if it's the way to win and you have to keep changing the rules to do it, then it's not really baseball anymore. It's just an event.
Right. And I hear you on all that stuff, and being old school myself, it's just, you know, the idea that you used to be embarrassed to strike out, and you don't see that anymore. Or, you know, the idea of putting the ball in play. But that also speaks to what you talked about earlier, about that it's become, on both sides of the ball, a power game, and almost exclusively power.
Like the thing now with doubleheaders or extra inning games, you know, that there aren't any concessions, that it's a tough grind, and it's meant to be a tough grind, and it's not supposed to be a carnival. So anyway, that's my opinion on that, but it's obviously a minority opinion.
Well, not in this conversation, it's not. So
no.
you have a majority, a plurality, and you're dominating. Actually, here we have unanimity here, which is, you know, pretty unusual.
You know, I guess a lot of people don't care. They just want to be entertained, and I think in many ways they do entertain them still. It's just not as much my preference of having to be entertained by sports as what baseball would have been when it was a little snappier game, and most games were 2.5 hours or less, and most games contained a good bit of strategy.
Yep.
A lot of it because the pitcher was in the lineup.
Yeah. Watching Gibson, Seaver, guys who could perform on all parts of the game added to it, I thought, because you knew Gibson could hit. You knew Seaver could hit a little bit. You could hit some. You know, I want to see ball players. I don't want to see a ton of specialists and all this stuff. I understand theoretically how that could work, but good grief, can a guy play ball? And to me, that means offense, defense, doing big or little things to win games. Isn't it funny that
yeah.
they start a guy on second base now, and the at least theoretically little ball, which has never played anymore, would be the way to get that guy in? Bunt him over and hit a fly ball and get out of here. It's kind of ironic to me, but all these things come up and they never ask me. So
one of the things with that situation is that you would think that the home team had an even greater advantage than they would have starting out in inning number one, because you know all you have to play for is one run. If the other team doesn't score in the 10th, you know, why wouldn't you play a little ball if you had a guy on second and nobody out? You know, unless you had your best two hitters coming up and they didn't have any speed or something, but they're, you know, bunting, you know, a lot of times is overrated by people, fans who remember when there was a lot of bunting, and they get frustrated when their home team doesn't bunt in what they consider to be a bunt situation. I concur with the managers and the teams most of the time, but I still think there are certain situations where a bunt is called for. And that's one of them. Whenever you're in extra innings and you have a man on second base and nobody out, you'd think you'd be able to get that guy home at least half the time. But I've already seen any number of games that have gone into the 15th or 16th inning.
Right.
With a guy on second base to start the inning in every one of those innings.
Right. And how about the idea that, it, you know, it used to be when you hit extra innings, the home team had a built-in advantage anyway, because basically it's 6-3 to score a run and win the game. But I don't know where it went, but it went somewhere. So
that's it for this episode of Durker and Hot on Baseball. Check us out on Facebook or at hotcorner.com.